Welcome back to Building Billions.
These five habits are making you broke. I'm Natalie Dawson. I am so excited to talk to you about this particular topic because I see business owners and team members of mine making these mistakes, and it just kills me. Because what I want for you, what I want for them, is to have financial security. I want them to have financial freedom. I want them to be excited and passionate and not feeling the worry and stress of living paycheck to paycheck. And so when you're making decisions about where to spend your money, if you could make better decisions so you didn't have those worries, wouldn't you live a better life? There are lots of things that people do that they don't even know that they're doing that are keeping them broke. And I don't want you to be broke. You don't want to be broke. So let's just handle these things. And if you stick around to the end, I might share an additional two because I think I'm going to get creative on this one. First thing that is keeping you broke: spending your money on instant pleasures. I can't tell you how many times I have heard of my team members going into debt in order to take a vacation when they are making $70,000 a year. That makes no sense. If you cannot afford to go on a vacation because you're making $70,000 a year and you aren't quite able to fund the vacation that you want to have, don't go in debt for it. Just don't go on the vacation. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the cars. I love the shiny things. Put a handbag in front of me. I'm all about it. However, these instant pleasures, these moments of, oh, I just really want to have this experience. People tell you online constantly that you'll never be this young again. It is all bullshit and this rhetoric that is feeding into, let's continue to have instant pleasures. Let's go on trips that we can't afford. Let's pay for skincare that we can't afford and makeup that we can't afford. And I'm just gonna rack up all of this debt. Don't do that. There's no need to spend the money on the instant pleasure. If you are going to go into debt over anything, go into debt over learning and getting education and investing in courses or mentorships. That's the type of debt I'm okay with. But any other type of debt for some instant gratification, a handbag or a pair of pants or something to keep up with the Joneses on social media, stop doing that. That is taking you in the wrong direction. That is a habit that might just be something that you have to recognize. Oh, I like nice things. That's the problem I have. I like nice things. Okay, great. Now we at least know that you like nice things. What are we gonna do about this? Well, we're no longer just gonna give in to this desire that we have just because we have the desire. That's not how you create wealth. That's not how you don't end up living paycheck to paycheck. So, no more of that. The next piece is a little hard to swallow, but we just have to talk about this. You cannot hang out with losers. Now, you might think, Natalie, I don't hang out with losers. Of course, that sounds lame. Like, why would I want to hang out with losers? You just might not think that the people that you're hanging out with are categorized as losers, but I have a feeling that if they aren't supporting you in your goals, if they aren't making the money that you want to be making, if they aren't cheering you on and pushing you and holding you accountable to the goals that you have and to the person that you want to be, from my definition, they are losers. Now, they might actually be a really great time. That's the problem with losers, the real kind of losers. The problem with the real kind of losers is they're probably a really fun hang. You probably get to go do cool things with them, and they always have something going on. Maybe they're talking about drama or gossip. That's great for who you once were, but who you need to become and who you want to become is not in alignment any longer. You cannot continue to hang out with people who do not have the same financial goals as you and expect that you are going to hit your financial targets. I think there's a famous saying, I might just be making this up, but it's like, show me five broke people and you'll be the sixth. You get what I'm saying. It's like, you hang around five people who don't have money, you will be the sixth person that does not have money. So if you are really serious about your financial targets, you got to get away from people who are not taking their financial targets seriously and start spending time with people who are taking their financial targets seriously so that your environment supports what your goal is. You're no longer okay with being broke. Okay, great. You're no longer okay with hanging out with other people who are okay with you being broke. If you're hanging out with me, I'm not okay with you being broke. I'm not okay with you spending money on shit that you don't have the money to afford to spend money on. We're not doing that in this relationship. And you probably need a different wake-up call for a different type of environment that would be conducive to you actually hitting your targets. This next habit is costing you a lot. You, every morning, are currently opening this up and checking social media. The correct habit for getting to your financial targets would be opening this up and, before checking social media, checking your bank account. If you got in the habit every single day of actually looking at how much money am I making, where am I spending money, you would force yourself to be confronting the ways that you are wasting money, and more so than just managing your expenses, the way that you're income is continuing to look like this. If your income looks like this, if you're making the same amount of money month over month over month, how are you going to hit your financial targets? You need to be focused on, okay, I'm going to accept reality that my income looks like this, but my target is for my income to go up. So what am I doing today to increase my income? You should ask yourself that every morning when you're looking at your bank account. What am I doing today to increase my income? Instead of using social media as a distraction, this would be my next tip. How do you use it to make more income? There has never been a better time to be somebody with an idea in the planet. There's never, ever, ever been a better time, because you can quite literally have an idea, put your idea on the internet, promote your idea, all without talking to any other person. There are no shortage of tools and apps and ways to actually make more money, to promote other people's products, to create your own products. And the habit that I see people getting into is not just using social media as a distraction from their money problem, but they're using social media to connect with their friends, or really to just watch other people's lives that they find interesting, instead of using social media to make money. Social media is there for you to make money. You should not be thinking of social media as a place for you to just hang out and catch up on things. It's not entertainment. It shouldn't be entertainment if you're serious about your financial targets. Use the tools that you have. These tools never existed. YouTube, Instagram, X, LinkedIn, all of these places have people who are just watching other people make recommendations and sell things and promote things. So why don't you actually hop on that side of the social media train? Hop on that side of the content creation and doing something productive and using it, instead of posting the once a month selfie with your friends out at the bar because you think that your high school friends would be judgmental of you pushing a product or selling something or promoting yourself. Forget your high school friends. Social media isn't for your high school friends. Social media is for you to get known, and a broke habit, a broke mindset is thinking that you're just going to be used by these platforms. Stop being used by the platforms and use them to your advantage to get ahead. The next habit that we have to get you off of in order for you to not be broke is being afraid of failure and saying no when opportunities do arise. When you have an opportunity to meet somebody new, to follow up with somebody, to go get lunch or coffee with somebody after a networking event, when you have any opportunity that feels uncomfortable, that you don't really want to show up to, you're not excited about it, you don't want to take your phone out and start recording a video on social media and hitting posts because you're afraid of what somebody's going to think, that habit is going to hold you back, because it is a habit. The good news about this habit is you just get to retrain this one, because you can also create a habit of always saying yes when you are uncomfortable, recognizing that this feeling sucks and you're going to have to go through this experience, but it's okay because you're going to make it on the other side. So what if the coffee was awkward, or if the networker was just like weird and you didn't meet anybody that was life-changing? Just the fact of you saying yes and showing up is getting you to rebuild this habit of saying yes to opportunities. Not all opportunities are going to be the right opportunities for you, but this habit that you have of holding yourself back and fearing what could happen is the thing that's going to be the problem, because you're never going to get in the room, the one right room out of the 10 wrong ones that you have to show up, because you didn't show up to any of the rooms at all. I'll never forget when I was 23 years old and I got invited on this trip where I knew nobody, and I sat out in the car while we were waiting for the airplane to get ready for us, And I was sitting out in the car and I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't know anybody. What am I doing? I'm going to walk in this room and I'm going to introduce myself. And what am I going to say about myself? And I felt so uncomfortable. And I walked into the room, met somebody, was standing there awkwardly because I didn't have any friends and everybody else already knew each other. And guess what? That particular event, I didn't have any life-changing connections made. I felt very uncomfortable and it wasn't for me. But it was part of growing this muscle that I now have where I'm gonna show up to something even though it's uncomfortable and even though it's awkward, because I know that it has the potential to get me a little bit closer to my goal. And if it's gonna get me a little bit closer and I can get in the habit of getting a little bit closer, I'm going to get closer than if I just say no to those opportunities altogether.